It's Faith in Action. Time to check in with the Catholic Youth Organization.
Well, as we roll into these last days of summer vacation, parents and kids are excited to return to school to see their friends and get back to routine of the school year. And as we move through the pandemic, they can also celebrate a return to fall sports through CYO Camp Howard. Registration is open, and joining me this morning to give all the details is Jenna Bass, CYO Director of Basketball and Volleyball. Good morning, Jenna. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning. It's so wonderful to be here. It's been such a long time. Thank you for having us.
Jenna, I must say, this has been a long time coming. I got to ask you, how does it feel to be ready to announce that CYO Sports is back in the gym?
It's amazing, really. It's a little unreal, being that, you know, March of 2020 was the last time that we had any inside sports. So it's exciting. The coaches are exciting. We have lots of kids that are registered at this point. So I think everybody is ready and just ready to have a little bit of normal.
Right. I think parents, most especially kids, of course, always excited to be able to return to sports. But for parents to be able to have these activities to get the wiggles out of their kids and get them straightened out and help them focus back to school, we are looking so forward to it. Jenna, we all watched as the U.S. women's indoor volleyball team brought home gold in the Olympics this summer. That's where a love of volleyball starts. Fall volleyball is coming up.
Definitely, yeah, it is. We're very excited, and anytime that there's Olympics, we always seem to see an uptick in registration. So that's really exciting, and you know, our Hot Shots is offered for first and second graders, and our volleyball is offered for third through eighth grade girls, and it's just exciting. It's a great time to be able to get registered now, and to know that there's going to be a season very soon.
So for the volleyball girls that are joining in, now what age are they? Are just the lower grades, or are all the grades open for volleyball right now?
So volleyball, is third through eighth grade girls.
Okay.
Yes.
And so now's the time to register. When are did practices already begin, or are they starting up when the school year starts?
They actually, today is technically the very first day that practices can begin. So as long as coaches have all their certifications done and the girls are registered and the gyms are available, then they're able to go and start today.
All right. And it's not too late to sign up. There's still time for them to join in?
Definitely, yes. So you can go visit our website at www.cyocamphoward.org and visit the volleyball page and find your club and register from there. Our first game is not until like mid-September, so they definitely still have time to register.
Oh, we look forward to that. It feels a little bit normal, but not all of the regular tournaments are going to be happening this year. That's correct?
Correct, yes. So normally we have a beginning of season tournament, which is the first couple weeks of September. And then we have two mid-season tournaments in October. And just due to the format of those tournaments, they're pool play, which means that a lot of teams are in the gym at one time. And we just felt at this point, it's probably just safer and better to just limit the number of teams in the gym. So, yes, we have canceled those tournaments. We haven't made a final decision on the end-of-season tournament. That is a different format, so it probably will be able to take place. But other than that, it's regular season, 8 full games every Saturday for 8 weeks.
Jenna Bass is the CYO Director of Basketball and Volleyball. She's joining us this morning to encourage your kids to sign up and play. Jenna, you mentioned just a moment ago about the coaches are ready. They've gotten through their training. Kind of explain for our listeners, you know, what these volunteer parents do in order to make themselves available to be the coaches on these teams.
Yes, thank you for mentioning the coaches. We definitely could not do this without them. To be certified, they have to do a background check. They have to do case training. They have to do concussion training. They have to do a sports education training, which just kind of generally goes over how to be a good coach, good tactics, how to encourage your kids the right way. And then we do our last bit of training is called ALICE, and that's just to prepare the coaches in the unfortunate event of a shooter. and how to keep this kid safe in a gym type setting.
Oh, well, it's unfortunate that we have to even talk about that and prepare for that, but we are so glad that CYO is looking ahead to that and knowing yes. what needs to be done.
Definitely. I mean, we obviously hope and pray that never happens, but it's good to be prepared.
Well, of course, Jenna, the U.S. men's basketball team earned another Olympic gold. Well, Hot Shots, that's where hoop dreams begin. Tell us a little bit about these little guys on the court.
Definitely. So I like to call our Hot Shots program kind of the gentle approach to basketball. For a lot of kids, this is their first time playing this sport organized. And so we don't keep score. We don't keep track of fouls. It's just a very gentle way to make sure that the kids are learning the game the right way and having a lot of fun. The teams are allowed to practice once per week before the season begins. And then once the season begins, their practice is 30 minutes before their games on Saturday. So it's a pretty low commitment sport and not, you know, aiming to burn the kids out, just making sure that they have fun and to learn the games. The teams are co-ed. It's open for first and second graders. And one of our goals is that everybody has to touch the ball and be involved. So it's just a way that all the kids can have fun and just learn along the way.
Oh, I love Hot Shots basketball team. My own son, I wish he would have been involved in that, because I got to tell you, Jen, it's one of those things where parents, you know, if kids are a little hesitant, just letting them get a taste of it could really spark in them a love for a game. You know, after the eighth grade season, it was ended so abruptly. My eighth grader in CYO goes, boy, I wish I'd have done this all along. I mean, they're really at a very young age, you can start to foster a love of athleticism and sports.
Definitely, yes. And, you know, we also with Hot Shots, the coaches are actually on the court with the kids. So they're able to be out there and help the kids that might be a little bit more tentative and be right there next to them and give them jobs like inbounding the ball, which, you know, doesn't require a whole lot, and but they're still touching the ball. They're still a part of the game, and it's just great to see, and the kids absolutely love it. And over the years, our Hot Shot program just keeps growing and growing.
Oh, and as you said early on, it feels great for all of these parents, coaches, and of course our athletes, our young athletes, to be indoors and on the court ready to play this fall. It's just around the corner. In fact, it's already kind of started for some kids. Again, remind our listeners where they can find information about, you know, volunteering, getting their kids registered, and how to get the kids there to practice.
Yes, for all of those things, coaching, volunteering, registering their kids, they can visit our website, which is www.cyocamphoward.org.
Oh, fantastic. Jenna, I think that this is a great way to start off any school season, is to get the kids back into CYO sports. It is great to be able to talk with you, and it's great for us on the Morning Blend. We're going to have a regular feature again with CYO. So thank you so very much for your time today.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here and very exciting.
Oh, God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless.